talking Cineglobe and parallel universes. We're talking about the film festival that is taking place at CERN this week, and it kicks off on Wednesday. One of the organisers, Alex Brown, is here to talk all about it, explain what is going on. Alex, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, Kat. Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's the 11th edition already of Cineglobe, the film festival at CERN. Most of the programme is short films. They last between under a minute, I think our shortest one is, up to about 20 minutes, all packed into one-hour sessions. We've got 50 of them from, I think, 17 countries around the world. So very diverse, very international, all inspired by science. That's our kind of theme as we select these films. But you don't need to know anything about science in the first place to enjoy them. They're very accessible, all ages. In fact, we've got family sessions specifically for those with younger ones who might want to come along every day as well. And it runs from Wednesday this week, the 29th of June, to Sunday, the 3rd of July.
Let's make this very clear. On the CERN site, but not just for people at CERN, this is open to all.
Exactly. So people who already work there might pop along, but the idea is that we want actually people who might never have been to CERN to use this as a way to come and explore a new world with us. It's completely free of charge, which makes it accessible. Come down on the tram, come down on the bus, cycle.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Environmentally friendly.
Yes. And absolutely for anyone with any level of interest, whether that might be in science as a whole, physics in particular, although we're not too physics heavy with our films, or even if you just like watching movies, and we're outdoors as well, so it'd be nice and pleasant.
Oh, this is nice. So going on from this Wednesday and then running up until this Sunday, going on throughout the day, and you've got some evening screenings as well. You can also grab yourself some lunch or dinner there, because you've got some food trucks.
Yes, we've got a food truck coming, so food and drink available. We kick off every day at 12, so you can come down a few minutes before that to grab a bite to eat as well and enjoy it on the lawn in front of our outdoor screen, right through to the evening. And as you say, we've got feature films each evening as well.
So there are lots, there is lots that you can pop along and just see at any point. You just show up. There are a few things, though, if you're interested, you can sign up for, and signing up is very much encouraged. We're talking about some of the workshops that you're doing as well.
Exactly. So if you want to get a bit more hands-on rather than just sitting and watching things, which is, of course, lovely, but getting a bit more hands-on, we've got two different workshops and still all free of charge. But yes, you do need to book. All of the details for that is on our website, cineglobe.ch. On the one hand, we've got a make your own camera workshop. We like to deal with the history of photography a little bit, because these days taking a picture is whipping your phone out and pressing a button, but no one necessarily remembers where that even comes from. So we will actually make your own camera with recycled materials. And another, we have an old school projector from the 1940s where you can come in and edit your own bit of film, literally a piece of film. Again, not an object that people encounter very much these days. And at Cineglobe, we're fans of kind of mixing it up and going, you know, past, present, future, and putting these things together and seeing what happens in people's minds.
As you mentioned, this is the 11th edition. Can you talk me through a highlight that is very that's very relevant to the theme for this year?
So for the theme this year is parallel worlds, monde parallèle, and even just that is one aspect of it. We do everything in both languages, English and French. So any film that's in one language would be subtitled in the other. We have films in third languages or even no languages, which are then also subtitled in both or neither. One particular event to highlight, though, would be the Friday evening feature film, Free mm-hmm. Guy, quite a mainstream Hollywood recent. It came out last year originally. And that deals of the main character slowly realizing he is himself in a parallel world. I don't want to spoil it too much, but it is a gradual slow burn dawning on you. But again, it's a family movie, so lots of jokes, lots of action. It's really fun.
I think VR in itself is sort of a parallel universe, isn't it? You've got some VR events going on right the way through the week.
Yes, and this is also on sign-up, although again, with the sign-ups, you might get lucky on the day, but it is advisable to do it in advance. And we have a double the VR as opposed to previous years. We have a VR cinema, which is the more classic version of virtual reality, where you sort of sit down on a rotating chair and watch a film that happens to be in 360 degrees, so very immersive. And those that we actually have a competition for this year. So the films you can watch there, you can vote for your favourites. And then we have some immersive experiences where you will, in fact, be walking around and interacting with your virtual environment, which is good fun as well.
Just remind us how much this all costs.
This is all free.
Yeah, that's my favourite
like free
price.
Things, yes.
Alex, thanks very much for telling us all about CineGlobe. If we want more info, where can we find the programme, when and where things are happening?
Everything is detailed on cineglobe.ch. That's cine like cinema, globe like the globe we are all travelling through space on. And we're on all the classic social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at CineGlobe.
We'll make sure we put a link up on our website as well, worldradio.ch. Alex, thanks very much. Have a great CineGlobe happening this week, kicking off on Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.